The story I'm going to tell you today is called The Orphan Boy, as told by Porfirio Roybal of Yacona, New Mexico, and is included in the book Cuentos de Cuento Hay, Tales from Spanish New Mexico, editor and translator Joe Hayes. This story is about an orphan boy who had no father or mother. Since he didn't know how else to make a living, he went and asked a blacksmith for work. The blacksmith gave him work but didn't pay him anything. The boy learned the blacksmith trade and made himself a long knife, and then one day he set out down the road. Along the way, he met up with four animals that were fighting beside a dead cow. It was a lion, a tiger, an eagle, and an ant. When the boy got there, he asked them why they were fighting, and the animals said it was over the cow. The boy said he would divide the cow in four parts. He took his knife and cut the meat away from the bones, and then cut off the head and the legs. He gave the bones to the lion and the tiger because they had teeth. He gave the meat to the eagle because it didn't have teeth, and to the ant he gave the head so that it could go in one ear and out the other and still find food. Then he said, "Goodbye, little animals," and went on his way. After the boy had gone some distance, the lion started thinking, and he said to the other animals, "That man has done us such a great service, and we haven't repaid him in any way." And then he told the eagle, "Go catch up with the man and tell him to come back so that we can reward him." The eagle flew off and overtook him, and the boy came back and asked the lion what he wanted. The lion said, "We are so very thankful for what you've done for us, but we haven't given you a thing. We'll give you whatever you want." And so the boy told him he wanted to be granted some kind of power. The lion said, "Watch what I do and don't be afraid. I'll hold out my paw, and you can choose whichever claw you like and cut it off. Take it with you, and whenever you want to, you can say, 'Adios y león,' and you'll turn into a lion. When you say, 'Adios y hombre,' you'll turn into a man again." Then the tiger told him, "Now I'll ruffle my fur, and don't be afraid. Cut whichever hair you like, and when you say, 'Adios y tigre,' you'll turn into a tiger. And then, to turn back into a man, just say, 'Adios y hombre.'" Then the eagle extended a wing and told him, "I'll give you a feather. Choose the one you like and pull it out, and whenever you say, 'Adios y águila,' you'll turn into an eagle. Then, to turn back into a man, say, 'Adios y hombre.'" And then the teeny tiny little ant said, "I don't know what to give you. If I give you a leg, I'll be lame. And if I give you an arm, I'll be one-armed. I know, I'll give you a feeler, since that's what I'll miss the least." And so the ant gave him a feeler, and she said, "When you say, 'Adios y hormiga,' you'll turn into an ant. And when you say, 'Adios y hombre,' you'll turn back into a man." The boy thanked them and went on his way. When he had traveled a long way, he saw a gang of thieves on horseback. They had rifles and pistols and were killing everyone they met. When they got close to him, the boy said, "Adios y hormiga," and right away he turned into an ant and hid in the grass. The thieves didn't see him and went on by. When they got far down the road, he said, "Adios y hombre," and he turned back into a person. But the thieves looked back and saw the boy and came running on their horses to catch him. He quickly said, "Adios y águila," and he turned into an eagle and flapped his wings and flew far away. He flew and flew until he saw a tree near the house of a giant. The giant was holding a princess prisoner. The eagle got there and perched in the tree just when the princess was walking in the yard, and she saw it. She said to the giant, "Look at that pretty eagle, won't you catch it for me?" And the giant said, "What do you want it for?" And the princess replied sweetly, "To amuse myself, because you have me all locked up." The giant said, "All right." And he went to catch the eagle. It let itself be caught and put in a cage and taken to the princess's room. Then, at midnight, when the princess was asleep in her bed, the boy said, "Adios, y hombre," and he turned into a person. He went to the princess's bed and shook it to wake her up. She was frightened and started to scream, and the giant heard her and came upstairs to see what was wrong. But the boy heard the giant's footsteps and said, "Adios, y hormiga." He ran back into the cage, and then he said, "Adios, y águila," and he turned back into an eagle, and he poked his beak under a wing to show that he was asleep. The giant came in and asked the princess what was going on and why she had screamed like that. She said she didn't know. She must have been dreaming. The giant went away, and everything was quiet again. When the eagle saw that the giant had left, he said, "Adios, y hormiga," and he ran out of the cage again. Then he said, "Adios, y hombre." He went over and woke up the princess, and he told her not to be afraid, that he was a young man, and that he would free her from captivity if she would only marry him. She said that many companies of soldiers had failed to kill the giant, and so what made him think he could do it? boy asked, and why is it that they can't kill him? The princess said she didn't know. Well, the boy said, ask him that question tomorrow when I'm close by. And the princess promised to do it. The next day, the princess went out into the garden and asked for the eagle to be brought out too so that it could get some sun. When the giant came out to the garden, she asked him, So, why is it that all those companies of soldiers have come to kill you and weren't able to do it? The giant replied, Ugh, I don't want to tell you because you might deceive me, and plus, I don't want to trust a woman. But the princess kept insisting until finally the giant said, Well, they don't kill me, and they won't ever kill me because my life is in an egg, and the egg is kept inside a dove, and the dove is inside a bear that wanders through some valleys far away from here. The one who kills me must break the egg on my forehead. The giant had hardly finished talking when the boy said, Adios, y hormiga, and he ran out of the cage without being seen, and then he quickly said, Adios, y águila, and he took off and flew away. My eagle! My eagle! The princess cried, but they couldn't catch it. The boy flew along until he saw some valleys where a bear was roaming around, and near those valleys lived a man and a woman who had a daughter. The boy turned into a person and went to the house and asked for lodging. And then the boy asked him, So how do you make a living around here? The old man replied, Well, we have sheep. The boy asked, So where do you pasture your sheep? The man said, We pasture them all over these hills, except in those valleys down there. A bear lives there, and it doesn't let us go near. So the boy said, And who takes the sheep to pasture? The old man replied, My daughter. Well, said the boy, tomorrow I'll go. All right, you can go, the old man said. Just don't go into that valley, because that's where the bear lives. The boy didn't give them any reason to be suspicious, and he went off the next day to tend the sheep. In the evening, he brought them back looking fat, with their udders full of milk. The people wondered why, and the boy said he had taken them to where there was a lot of good grass. And the next day, he did the same thing. Then the man told him, Well, tomorrow, let our daughter go instead. And so the next day, she went to the valley where there was plenty of grass, and suddenly the bear appeared. What had been going on was that the bear had fought with the boy in the form of a lion for the past 2 days. And on this day, the boy was following the girl, and when the bear came out, the boy said, Adios, el león, and he turned into a lion and started to fight with the bear. And they fought all day long, and the girl was watching it all. And when the bear was tired, he said to the lion, If only I could find a slab of ice to roll on, I would tear you into 2,000 pieces. And so the lion said, If only I had a glass of wine and a kiss from a pretty maid, I would tear you into 2,000 pieces. The girl heard all that and went and told her parents about it. It was already late when the boy brought back the sheep looking plump and full of milk. And the parents told their daughter to go out again the next day and to take wine in a glass. And when the boy in the form of the lion said that he wanted a glass of wine and a maiden's kiss, she should give him the glass of wine and the kiss. So the next day the boy went off to tend the sheep again, and the girl followed secretly. When he got to the pasture, the boy turned into a lion, and when the bear appeared, they started to fight. They had fought almost the whole day when finally the bear said wearily, If I could only find a slab of ice to roll on, I would tear you into 2,000 pieces. And the lion replied, If only I had a glass of wine and a kiss from a pretty maid, I would tear you into 2,000 pieces. The girl came out of her hiding place and gave him a glass of wine and a kiss, and then the lion said, Adios, y tigre, and the tiger started fighting with the bear. With one swipe of a claw, he tore open the bear's belly, and a dove came flying out. And then quickly the tiger said, Adios, y águila, and the eagle flew off after the dove until it caught it, and then it killed the dove and took the egg from it. Then the boy returned and said to the girl, Goodbye, little sister, I must leave now. Take the sheep home, because I won't be returning. The bear won't trouble you any more. And the eagle flew off with the egg and returned to the giant's house and perched on the same tree it had perched on before. Ever since the boy had been carrying the egg in his pocket, the giant had taken sick. When the princess saw the eagle in the tree, she started shouting, My eagle! My eagle! Catch it for me again! What do you want it for? The giant said. But he went to catch it, and again the eagle let itself be caught and taken into a cage in the princess's room. In the night, the boy said, Adios, y hormiga. He came out and woke the princess and told her all that had happened and that he had the egg which held the giant's life. The next day, when the princess went to see the giant, she broke the egg on his forehead, and immediately the giant died. The boy then took the princess away, and they were married, and there was a huge party. And this, my friends, is the end of the story. And whoever heard me tell this story must tell me another.